Okay, I'm gonna talk about reduced precision chemical kinetics in atmospheric models. I will start with building the background and some motivation. This section contains a small introduction and a brief explanation of the problem. Then I'm going to present the model configuration, which is the software that we have refactored, chemical mechanisms used in the evaluation, and some control experiments. And next, I'm going to show what is the refactoring that we have done, and the performance results we get, and then we would jump to some conclusions. Okay, one of today's great scientific challenges is to predict how climate will change from the global to the local scale as atmospheric gas concentrations are changing over time. Climate modeling simulations require excessive energy demand, great amounts of memory, and might engage high probability of hardware failure. Detailed simulations of complex atmospheric chemistry are currently lacking in atmospheric modeling, and this happens mainly because of the computationally heavy chemical kinetic solvers and also because of the inter-process communication in model simulations. Simulation of chemical kinetics is an initial value problem which is solved by numerical integration of a first order time-dependent ordinary differential equation system. Although these simulations are computationally stiff due to the widely different lifetimes of species that are participating, and for typical climate chemistry models, up to 85 or even more of the total required simulation time is spent on simulating chemical kinetics. Physical quantities in climate chemistry modeling, such as concentration of species, sunlight, reaction constants, and any other physical quantity are represented by floating point numbers. And simulations require intensive use of floating point operations. The most commonly used representation in Earth system models is the one that uses 64 bits per memory address. And we aim to refactor, we aim to use a representation that benefits from halving the required memory and uses only 32 bits per memory address. As you can see on the bottom of this slide, these are the two representations. The trade-off between time and time to solution and precision is possible using different approaches. We have investigated the approach, the application of a recent approach that has shown some great potential, and this is to sacrifice some of the exactness of numerical methods for significant savings in power consumption and some gaining in boost performance. There are many applications recently that have appeared in which most of the variables are stored in single precision, where some of the most numerically sensitive parts of the code are run on double precision. Some examples are the ACMWF in IFS system, NEMO and the NEMO and ROMS ocean models that have shown outstanding results. This approach has been applied to our software, and for the first time, we have implemented, validated, and benchmarked the performance and accuracy of reduced precision Rosenbrock and Rodas methods that are extensively used in atmospheric models. Kinetic preprocessor is the software that we have refactored. It's a general analysis tool that generates numerical accurate and efficient chemical kinetics code. It is widely used in a number of regional, global, box regional and global atmospheric models. And it has the option to generate single precision code, but this implementation was found to be inefficient, as up to 3 times more numerical integration sub-steps are required to complete a simulation compared to double precision. These are the chemical mechanisms that we have used, we have evaluated. These are seven chemical mechanisms that are bundled with KPP. Some of them are more complex, while some of them are more simple. We have used, we have intercompared between three versions of KPP, let's say. This is a double precision code, single precision as it comes out of the box, and the new refactored mixed precisions. The relative tolerance in our simulation experiment spanned the range 10 in the minus 1 and up to 10 in the minus 3. The metrics that we have used, is a species concentration over time, species error as this was calculated by KPP, total error over time, species concentration relative difference on every accepted integration step, and the RMS error as this is described in the right hand side of this slide. For our control experiment, we have compared between the double precision and out-of-the-box single precision. For when relaxing the relative tolerance to 10 in minus 1, the total error is almost identical, and like approximately the same number of sub-steps is required for any solver for a single and double precision. In single precision, when demanding stricter relative tolerance, there are high numbers of rejected substeps with consecutive rejections, and we require up to at least a factor of two more steps in order to complete the simulation. The new implemented mixed precision KPP converts all matrix elements and most of the variables that were globally defined in single precision. We have introduced the adjustable delta for the evaluation of time partial derivative, as this is described in this slide. So delta equals to the square of E times the time. So when sun is less than a threshold, which was set at 1 in the minus second, the epsilon is taking the value of the machine epsilon of the double precision, and otherwise is the machine epsilon of the working precision. We have also explicitly exposed the KPP in data structures to single instruction on multiple data vectorization through the use of compiler intrinsic functions. As we can see, after our changes, the error peaks have been eliminated for the new version of the software, and this refactoring has drastically reduced rejected substeps, consecutive rejections, and accepted substeps with high error. We have also some additional problems with out-of-the-box single precision for extended simulations. So when we extend the simulations to run for longer periods of time, the results deviate with the error increasing over time, leading to significant loss of accuracy and, in extreme cases, even failure to complete the simulation. The new implementation has managed to produce stable and acceptable results for all models for the extended simulation times. The new software can replicate the results within a relative difference of no more than 1% compared to double precision. But in most of the cases, this relative difference is even lower. And we know that rate constants have large uncertainties by themselves, as generally are not known below 1%. So this is an acceptable threshold. So far, I have presented runs on box model to demonstrate the performance gained by KPP in mixed precision for large scale production simulations. We have performed projections on the EMAC model with the MOM configuration, which is a complex chemistry mechanism that includes 706 species and 2,130 reactions. As we can see on the right hand side, there are two plots. For the EMAC model, in double precision speed up, the software does not gain any speed up after a certain number of cores. So after 512 cores, there is no speed up after beyond that point. For mixed precision, we believe that we will gain some additional speed up for even larger number of cores. Okay, we have developed an efficient implementation of an atmospheric chemical kinetic solver template in mixed precision, where the bulk of the variables are stored in single precision, and we have benefited from almost halving the required memory for computations. Variables that are critical for the accuracy of the simulations have been kept in double precision in order to maintain numerical stability. We have reduced the memory by a factor of almost two. That also improved scalability. The new reduced precision requires only marginally increased number of integration steps compared to double precision. It also reduces the sub-steps required for it requires 1.5. The achieved performance was additionally improved by explicit vectorization through intrinsic functions, and it can replicate the results of double precision within 1% while maintaining error stability in the simulations. And for our future work, we aim to port the single precision on GPU architectures, where the memory overflow issue is the main limiting factor. We aim to run these experiments on the Cyclone cluster, for which the computational resources have been provided by NIFOS. And this is our paper, and I would like to thank you for your attention.
So your speed up seems to be from basically reduced networking and data exchange between nodes. Because I guess you're using 34 core nodes in your cluster.
You're talking about
the speed up, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your question?
So did you measure it? Is it because of the reduced network transfer, or?
We have not measured it, actually. This is a projection of the speed up.
This is a projection? These are not actual results?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, but we believe that because of the reduced amount of data that will be needed to be transferred between nodes, so we will gain some additional speed up.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Would indicate the latency or the other factors of the of your experiments, because it can be very different from one infrastructure to another one. So it's just one case in my point of view.
Yeah, okay. We have measured the performance for box models. We haven't run full simulations on an HPC system. But it's in our future work, it will be done soon.